Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Save Your Life with Pastor Cheryl Faxon, where we are continuing on the process of there, which is a faith walk, the place where God takes us, like Abraham, to a place where we see the demonstration of his power in our lives, but we do it by faith. It is a place that you cannot give precise directions as if you were going to college or if you were getting ready to get married and you have a step-by-step diagram. This is something where you are being taught to trust God in another dimension, on another level, and watch him prove himself. So we're here today looking at the lives of many people within the Bible, seeing them as a regular human, not some super Christian who's endowed with all the supernatural power, who never makes a mistake. We're seeing them as regular humans as we are and watching them watch God prove himself to them and refine them in the process. They take their everyday life and walk them through and make them champions in the earth for the glory of God, and he gets all the glory, and other people are blessed by them. Other nations, they touch every generation, and everybody is blessed because of their obedience and their trust in God. So we're walking through this process, and we've been studying in the book of Genesis, in this series, the process of there, the life of Abraham, and we're watching him unfold to us in our everyday life. And we're looking at today in the 19th chapter of Genesis. And we see here that God visited Abraham, and he's on the Lord and the angels are on their way to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy the city. But before he goes there, the Lord makes an interruption and in what he's doing. And in the 18th chapter, God promises the son. He says that he's going to have a son. And he visited him, and what God says, he stops by, and God's going to stop by again. But in the process of God stopping by, we see this event of Sodom and Gomorrah. We see the sin, the perversion. And what I wanted to look at is this. When God speaks a promise and says that I'm going to show up and I'm going to do something, we can count on that happening in our lives, manifesting in our lives. But this is the thing. Before you get to the birth of the promise, you're going to encounter a place that's Sodom and Gomorrah, so to speak. You're going to encounter a place of temptation, a place of sin, a place where the enemy is coming and he's going to try you. You're going to encounter that place. But you cannot stop there, and you cannot allow the effect of that place to reshape your destiny. You have to go on and possess what God says. This place, this Sodom and Gomorrah, this place of sin, this place of perversion, is a place of temptation that hits us. When we're getting ready to get birth to something, we see all these old familiar things, things that we thought we had conquered, that we're over, even old friends, old habits, trying to stir themselves. It is a place of sin, and indulgent sin. Gross sin, and it's the place that comes right before we give birth, right before we walk into destiny, right before we see God manifest his greatness and his power. And the enemy uses this place to make us feel that we cannot go on, that we have not conquered, that we have not achieved, that we are still lacking so much, and that God can't bless or use us. But you've got to look at that place and see it in another light. Not stepping into the sin, but seeing that even as the angels came and they rescued Lot, they took him out of that city. You've got to see the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and the promise of God taking you, leading you out of the place that is trying to engross you, the place that is trying to surround you, the place that is trying to pull you down, the place that is trying to be death to you. The problem with staying in a place like Sodom and Gomorrah is, the danger of it is this. It not only affects you, but it affects your seed. Lot stayed in a place that he could have left a long time ago. When he was captured and Abraham came and rescued him, he went right back to the place that was going to be the the demise, so to speak, to some things in his life, to his destiny. And he did not want to come out. There was a part of him that wanted to stay in that place, even though he knew what was going on, and it was not pleasing to God. He stayed there. And it affected not only his son-in-laws who lost their lives, but it also affected his daughters, because now they give birth to the spirit of incest. And they give birth to it by sleeping with their father after Sodom and Gomorrah is destroyed, and they go into a cave. And instead of them trusting that the same God that led them out, the same God that spared their lives, is going to give them what they have need of, they decide within themselves that there's no other men, and we're going to give birth to men through the loins of our father. And you see the birthing of incest within a family because the father, the covering, the canopy, stayed in a place that he shouldn't have stayed in. He should have left. He should have fled. When he understood what was going on in the atmosphere, he should have gotten out of there knowing that God had something better for him. So that is the danger of staying in a place that causes the temptations and the places in our lives that we struggle with, the places in our lives that are familiar, the places in our lives that, of our past. When we allow those things to come back alive and we stay there thinking about it, flirting with it, trying to walk into it or tease in that area, when we know that that thing is very seducing and deceptive, and that spirit will pull us into something that we know we cannot allow the birth of it to come through the seed of our children or our children's children. So it needs to be mortified. It needs to be destroyed. God lets us know that before this incident happened, a promise had been made, a definite time frame, because God says to Abram and Sarah, this time next year, I'm going to visit you again, which lets them know that God is saying, I'm getting ready to show up in your life in a definite season. I'm getting ready to show up with a definite promise and a definite fulfillment. I'm getting ready to make something manifest in your life that you've been waiting on and you thought would never come. And even though you've spent many, many years being patient and trying to hold on to a promise and hold on to the word of God and rehearsing it and reciting it, I'm going to make sure that this thing manifests surely. As I'm the Lord God who spoke it, I'm going to make sure that it happens. So we see that incident. We see that happening, and we have to be very, very careful, because in between the place of speaking it and the time frame that God is saying and the manifestation of that promise, we go to a place of sin. We go to a place where sin meets us, a place where sin tries to grab hold of us again, sin tries to embrace us again. And so we have to make sure that in that season, the in-between of getting ready to really push forth and push in and push out the promise and watch that thing manifest, that we don't allow something to creep in the form of sin to get us off track, to get us in a place where we're, even God is so, God is merciful. Even though God is great and he's wonderful, we don't allow something to now transfer into the seed of our seed and carry on something that is not the will of God. So we need to be very, very careful that while we're on our way, while we're going there, while we've got that spoken word, that we don't allow the enemy or our flesh or even the things in the world, because sometimes there are so many things that pull on us, so many voices out there, so many things in the atmosphere, so much we have access to through the internet, through TV, through social media, through so many things that pull on us and try to lead us in a place that causes us to give birth to something that God has not said. So we have to be very, very careful that even in that, we are not allowing our flesh or the world, or even the voices of the world to lead us. Because the Bible says that he saves us not only from sin, but he saves us from this present world and ourselves. So there is a saving power to save us from us and the world, not only sin and destruction, but from the things, the elements that come against us to pull us out of the will of God. He is the saving strength of his anointed. And we know that God has called us and anointed us for a great purpose and time. But in the process, we're going to hit these roads. We're going to hit these areas where that familiar thing comes back to embrace us and wrestle with us. But just like the God allowed the angels to lead Lot out, you got to let the Holy Spirit and the Word of God lead you out. Don't allow your own desires, your own flesh, to lead you into a place that makes you give birth to something that is not the will of God. So you've got to hold on, because the promise has been spoken. God said, I'm showing up next year. I'm showing up this time. I'm showing up to do something. I'm showing up to perform something. So you've got to hold on to that and let that be the weight that sustains you and keeps you and governs you along with the word of God and the promise, because we understand that God cannot lie and he cannot fail. And if he's telling you, I said this was the end. I told you this was your new beginning. I told you something brand new was coming. I told you I'm going to perform something great for you. Trust me. Know that I am God. Stand still and watch me prove myself. If the Lord is speaking, then you have to understand right before the manifestation and the birth of that thing, there is a thing that is coming in the form of a Sodom and Gomorrah. But the enemy cannot last, cannot stand, because the same way we saw God's spirit destroy that city, that thing has already been destroyed in your life through the blood of Jesus Christ. It has no power over you. It has no authority over you. So you need to speak to your mind and your heart. You need to speak to your telling your flesh, you getting ready to go on fast. You're not going to rule me, but I'm going to rule you. And you're not going to take me down a road in my mind or my heart to go into a place that God has not commanded, because we understand the thought comes, and that thought gives birth to something. And that birth, that when it comes and it manifests in our life, at the end there's destruction. We don't want that. God's got too many great things in store for us, and we want to see the manifestation of every good and perfect thing in our lives, in our seed, in our generation, in our children's 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 seed. We want to see that promise manifest and continue and increase in momentum, power, authority, life, and ability like never before. So we cannot allow the enemy, the flesh, the world, or even our desires to lead us behind a door, into a door that God has commanded. I pray that you were blessed. This is Pastor Shofaxson with Save Your Life, and I pray that you meet me here tomorrow at the same time. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.